Raining and light routine. Routine is about life and living our best. Routine is a program. It's a procedure, an organized effort. It's a custom, a practice, a method. It's a system, a technique, a pattern, and an activity. Routine becomes regular, and to keep us regular, busy, dedicated, and feeling accomplished. Routine is ideal for balance, and of course, when it is of good health. Routine, slightly different from habit, but can become habitual. Some routines we must break, and some routines we must create. Life is about learning, and because learning is light, we can light our path, and by maintaining or establishing the right routine. The routine we are in need of is one that benefits us from head to toe and from inside out, and because we want to be sustained. A healthy routine is self-care, and self-care is self-love. We just have to figure out what self-care means to us and what we want for and from ourselves. Does self-care mean self-love? Does it mean self-preservation? Does it mean self-support? Or does it mean self-service? We can show our self-love, and in many different ways. We can honor ourselves with a bold statement, like a tattoo. As far as preserving ourselves, we can seek to have many children in belief that will go on through them. We can do this naturally, adopting, or all of the in-between. This being one method of preservation, and we can try to keep ourselves as safe as possible in the other way. We can be of support and service to ourselves and by considering our routine, or lack thereof. Routine keeps us busy. It keeps our mind and our body preoccupied, and in a way so that we're able to better ourselves. Routines become a usual part of our day and keeps the whole of ourselves in production. We can think productivity, which is producing goods. For this, we consider all healthy aspects of establishing a routine, that is, personalized by us and catered to us, and so that we are able to give more of ourselves to ourselves, and just the right amount of ourselves to others. Breathe and allow this to become a part of our routine and at any part of our day. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. This moment is only for us. We'll take full advantage, and especially if a moment alone or of silence for ourselves is rare. Just a bit ago, we mentioned self-preservation and some of the different ways we can try to do this. Taking time to breathe is creating a safe space internally. This is preserving ourselves, and most certainly our spirit. Of all that we'll experience in life externally, and sometimes internally, we can hold to peace, and that we create through moments of breathing. When we can make sense of ourselves, alone, the parts of our bodies and its uses, through our deep breaths in and our slow breaths out, we are detoxifying our mind, body, and spirit. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. A self-cleanse is in this moment. As we breathe in, we are washing away all that is keeping us from growing. As we breathe out, we are allowing ourselves to grow. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. This moment is both an end and a beginning. An end to moments before that may have not been supportive, and a beginning to allowing our mind to support our body and our heart within our body, to support our spirit, our heart, a vehicle for courage. Courage needed to go the distance for ourselves and with routines that may include exercise. When we consider exercise, be reminded that we're talking about overall fitness, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and the endurance of them all. Routines that are physical benefit the body and beyond, like a routine of cardiovascular exercise. Our body may become lean, while our minds clear and our spirits uplift, and because of the dose of endorphins that exercise provides. Routines that are emotional benefit the longevity of our life, and because if we choose to sit in good company with ourselves or others, we may have a good laugh, we may have a moment to relax and let our hair down, per se. We may even experience growth through tears. Routines that are mental benefit our increase in knowledge, functionality, our memory, and our overall cognitive abilities. Through the mental routines, our stress is reduced and our tolerance is increased. First and foremost, developing, establishing, and maintaining a routine is mental. The organization and separation of our time is mental. With the mental aspects of routines, we help to minimize anxiety, and we are allowing for our mental capacities to adjust to the known parts of our day, rather than only having to move to and through the unknown. We are providing ourselves with some predictability. This may also help during times of depression. And if our healthy routine has become a habit, we may be pulled out of depression, and because we are reliant on it or them. In regards to all pieces of ourselves, we do want to use caution in all that we do. Let us try not to overdo it, and so that our routine does not become mundane or uninteresting, tedious or boring. We are reminded of the need for moderation in and of all things, including our very own selves. Right in this moment, let's understand our power. We can use our mind, our body, and our spirit to guide us, to transform us, and to heal ourselves from some ailments like those of emotional pains. With all of the power that we possess, we want to beware of burnout. For this, breaks are needed and rest is necessary with all routines. Time flies, and especially when we're having fun, our routines should help to add some excitement to our day. And perhaps the fun could be found in accomplishing a goal. There's 24 hours in just one day. If luck has it, we spend 8 hours resting, another 8 working, and hopefully we find joy in the work that we do, or we're using the work that we do as a means to an end, or as a beginning of the building of something great within our careers. If we are not gainfully employed outside of our homes, keep in mind that work can be happening at home. Know that chores are work too. Caring and raising for others is work also. So we have 8 hours left from there. There's meal times, maybe socialization time, dressing and grooming must fit in as well as break times. Some may use break times as time for hobbies. This could leave 3 or 4 hours of our day open for what we'll call free play. If we're lucky, we'll have more hours of free play and maybe a couple days out of the week. Like the weekend, routines not just for fun, and maybe the free play time is dedicated to hobbies, also a part of our routine. our routine is all that's considered in our day. Take a moment here to consider our routine. Is it working, or does it need some tweaking or fine-tuning? Has our routine become boring? Is it exhausting? Is it making us less than we want to be for ourselves and for our loved ones? If the answer is yes to the questions, it is time to invest in ourselves. This is perhaps the greatest of all investments that we'll ever make, and one that will certainly yield a high return. And only if we can smile at the beginning of our day and at the end, and because we've made it through, and no matter what came our way. This is it. This is the ticket. Cash it in. We are truly reigning in light.